Good morning, and welcome to Myerstown Church of the Brethren this morning. I'm Pastor Dennis. Good to see all of you and hear the good fellowship taking place this morning. Several announcements before we come into our time of worship together. First of all, prayer concerns. This week we're praying for those folks listed on page 39 in your church directory. Indian Creek is the church that we are praying for this week, and the Lititz Church of the Brethren is praying for us. I'm aware that this week Lori Saraceni is having surgery on Thursday, so we need to keep Lori and her family in our prayers, and all those others that are listed on the prayer list in your bulletin. Pumpkin roll orders are due today, so if you can get those into the Women's Fellowship today, that would be good. We have a new Bible study that will be starting up next Monday, the 12th. We'll be studying the book of Hebrews, and if you're interested in participating, you can participate in person here at the church or online. Joanne Houts has books in the church office, so if you'd like a book, you can contact her and get a book from her in the church office. Today we begin our spiritual enrichment series, and we welcome Brother Jim Bauer with us. Brother Jim and I go back 48 years. When we met in college, we were in college together, and neither one of us would have imagined that 48 years later, we'd be sharing the same platform in Myerstown Church of the Brethren. How about that? So it's good to have you with us. There is an insert in your bulletin that outlines some of the services for this week. Invite you to come and join us for those evening services here at the church. Hope to see you here. It's good to come into the house of the Lord this morning, and we invite you to come into an attitude of worship as the bell choir leads us. Thank you. theme for our spiritual enrichment this year is encouragement. And thank you, Bell Choir, for your encouragement this morning in music. I invite you to stand as we share in the call to worship. Jesus saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. Jesus said to them, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. I lay down my life for the sheep." Let us sing together, "Gentle Shepherd." Join me in the affirmation of faith, which is on the back of your bulletin. Christ has made us his own.
If it's not because of our status, our power, our credentials, or our reputations.
Christ has made us his own. Christ has made us his own.
Let us press on
toward the goal of becoming like Christ by sharing in his sufferings to receive the power of his resurrection. Christ has made us his own. May we push aside all that distracts us, all that trips us up, as we run the race before us. Christ has made us his own.
Above all, may we want to know Christ. May we be found in his grace, transformed by his love.
Christ has made us his own. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Would you join me in a time of prayer? God of love, God of mercy, God of grace, God of hope, we're here today to worship you. We're here today to recall what you have done for us in Jesus Christ. We're here today to be encouraged through your word. We're here today to thank you for being the one in whom we can trust in these difficult days in which we live. Our lives have been disrupted in so many ways in the past months. Some of us have experienced hardships we never anticipated. Some of us have endured illness, unemployment, and loneliness. Children and parents have had to adapt to new ways of doing school. Yet in the midst of it all, you are God. You are the one constant on which we can depend. We pray this morning, O God, for our president and others in our nation's government who have contracted the COVID-19 virus. We pray for those of our own congregation who are recovering from illness, surgeries, or are anticipating medical procedures in the coming days. In the midst of it all, you are God. You are the one constant on which we can depend. In all that is happening in our lives and in our world, it is so easy for us to give in to and to contribute to the divisiveness in our nation and the world. Forgive us when we contribute to the incivility pervasive in our world. In this divisive and uncivil culture in which we live, may we be those who are ready for every good work, those who speak evil of no one, who avoid quarreling, practice gentleness and courtesy with everyone. This morning we lift up our brother Jim as he has come to open your word to us and to bring us words of encouragement. Use him this week to do your glory, to your glory. God, you are good. Lord Jesus, our gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There is no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, we pray, in your holy name. Amen. Let's invite the children to come forward for our message with Brother Jim.
Any big kids want to come up? Johnny, did you want to come? Oh, okay. All right. This way, sweetie. There you go. Well, good morning. How are you? Masks can be scary, can't they? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Today, I want to talk about two words. And the first word, can you read it? What's it say? Reunion. When I was your age, I used to go to family reunions in the summer. How many of you ever went to a family reunion where you ate homemade potato salad and homemade macaroni salad and deviled eggs? Now, here's the deal, and she still does it. My older sister would eat the white, and I would eat the yellow. Yeah, she still does it. Well, what word is inside of reunion? Do you see it? On the end, what is that? Can you see it? What is that? Right there. Union. Union. What does union mean? It means together. What are we? Together. And later, the adults are going to celebrate communion, where we share together. You're going to show it? Okay. Watch on the screen the very first communion in the upper room with Jesus. That's Jesus. Okay, hit it.
I have wanted so much to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you.
Louder.
I will never eat it until it is given its full meaning in the kingdom of God. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth fruit from the vine. Take this and share it among yourselves. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the tables. And truly the Son of Man must die as God is determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed.
It can't be.
It can't be.
It can't be.
Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you and to die with you.
Peter, the cock will not crow this day before that you shall thrice deny that you know me.
That was the first communion, and that's in what is called the Jesus Movie for Children. And I really encourage this church to get a copy of it for your library. Grace, I think you might know about it from Child Evangelism Fellowship. So they were celebrating the first communion. They were coming together to celebrate what Jesus was going to do for them, and that was to die on the cross, to shed his blood. Now, when you come every Sunday, you're going to have a reunion. And I want to encourage you to come back every Sunday. And then when it's time for Grace, what do you call what you do? Is it children's church? Yeah, go to that too. Okay? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, our gentle shepherd. We thank you for these children, and I thank you, Lord, for this church. Help us to be one in Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You're dismissed. Thank you, Tex. All right. Yeah, see you next week. Well, I won't, but he will. All right. Well, good morning. Yeah, let's take my mask off. I can't wait to do that. It is so good to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I got a phone call from Grace Ziegler. How many months ago was that, Grace? Quite a while ago. Yeah. And like Dennis said, he was actually kind. We've known each other more than 48. It's more like 52 years. Yeah, yeah. And I told him before the service this morning out in the lobby, and I was not a Christian at the time in college, I knew that there was something about Dennis that was good. He was quiet. He had that, I don't know, Dennis, it was good. And now here we are, all those years later. One correction for the scripture is we're going to do 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 27. Okay, so that's what I'll be reading. He had a positive influence on my life. We didn't socialize, but boy, we had a lot of classes together. We were busy people, were we not? Yeah. Didn't go home till what, Thanksgiving? Yeah. All right, here we go in the scripture. Hear God's holy word. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Christians in Corinth. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, the news, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, and we just saw it enacted, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And then it goes on and talks about examining ourselves, and that's very important, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute or two. How many of you have been to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial? Anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I have not. Well, at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, you know that people come to remember their friends and loved ones. They often leave tokens of remembrance, flags, sealed letters, pieces of clothing, photos. Volunteers collect those tokens daily and store them at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Collection. A book called Offerings at the Wall pictures many of those mementos. One man left dog tags, a headband, and a letter. A woman left a braid of hair and a picture of a house with an American flag flying on the front porch. Written on one flag was this message: May all of you who died, all of you still missing, and all of you who returned home never be forgotten. We must remember what tokens Jesus wants us to use to remember his sacrificial death for us. The bread and the cup. Each has deep meaning for all who love our risen Lord and Savior. We must come to communion with prepared hearts. Communion allows us to grow spiritually if we approach it in the right way. In a couple of minutes, we'll see how we can do it. But first, we're going to pray. And I want to tell you, if you're interested, inside your bulletin is a sermon outline. And I invite you to follow along. The good news is we just did the introduction. And for those of you who are interested, it'll tell you when I'm almost done. Let's pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for this communion Sunday. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins. Father, may we come as one in Christ. Unite us in your love. Unite us, Father, in your fellowship. And help us to encourage each other. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. So we need to do three things today. First, we need to look back, and that's in the scripture, verses 23 through the first part of 26. We must, one, remember that Jesus died on the cross for us, for you, and for me, for everyone. The broken bread will remind us of his body given for us. The cup reminds us of his precious shed blood. You remember that old hymn? What can wash away my sin? What is it? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can you sing it? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm done. You'll find that some of my sermons have some singing in them. So I encourage you to sing along. So, the broken bread reminds us of his body. The cup reminds us of his precious shed blood. Here's something else we need to remember. It isn't Christ's life or teachings that save us, but his sacrificial death. Therefore, we must remember why he died. And there's another hymn. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Yeah, a little low, huh? Thirdly, we must also remember how Jesus died, willingly showing his love for us. He gave his body into the hands of wicked men. He bore on his body the sins of the entire world. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And yet he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But this remembering that we're doing today isn't just recalling historical facts. It's participating in spiritual realities. At communion, we fellowship with our living Lord and Savior. Wasn't that a great clip from the Jesus movie for children? I like it because it's only an hour long. The original movie's 2 hours. That's kind of long for me. But anyway, we fellowship with our living Lord and Savior. Roman numeral number 2, verse 26b, we must look ahead. We observe communion, the quote is, until Jesus comes again. His return is our blessed hope, which reminds me of this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's all I got for you. Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again, and ascended to heaven. And one day, he will return to take us there, if you have asked him into your heart. Today, we're not all we should be, but 1 John 3, verse 2 says that when we see Jesus, we shall be like him. I loved what the bell choir played. Lord, I lift your name on high. We can do that today during the communion. We can do that today as we leave the church. We can do that today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Number 3, from verse 27, we must look within, examine ourselves. To take communion in a worthy way, we must examine ourselves, judge our sins, and confess our sins to God. To come to communion with unconfessed sins is to be guilty of Christ's body and blood, for it was our sin that nailed him to the cross. If we don't judge our sins, God will and chasten us until we do. And that word chasten made me think of this, which you'll sing in a month or two. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He what? Hastens and chastens his will to make known. Now, those Corinthian Christians did not examine themselves. In fact, somebody once said, a Bible teacher once said, that if you want to know how not to act as a Christian, read 1 and 2 Corinthians. Because those Corinthian Christians were out of control. They didn't examine themselves, but they did examine everyone else. You know that when you're pointing a finger, you got what, 3 other fingers and a thumb pointing back at you, right? If we take communion unworthily, we eat and drink chastening to ourselves. I got to give credit to Bible commentary teacher Warren Wiersbe, because he said this: chastening is God's way of encouraging us to mature. It's a spanking from our loving God to get us, and I use these words because my dad always told me to do this, to straighten up and fly right. Anybody ever hear that? You know, it wasn't until I was an adult that I figured that maybe his father said that to him. Did you ever think about that? Chastening is God's way of encouraging us to mature. It's a spanking from our loving Father God to get us to straighten up and fly right. And if we cooperate, God's chastening can perfect his holy life in us. I have often said, and the people at Mooresville heard this over and over, that I love feast and communion. Now, we can't experience the joy of participating in the full love feast and communion today, but we can grow closer to God and to each other as we take communion today. Let's never forget that Jesus paid it how much? All to him we owe. Our sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. And all God's people said, amen.
Yes, we are missing the experience of love feast and communion today, but we have the privilege of sharing in the bread and cup this morning. And as we prepare to do that, as we prepare to come to the Lord's table, I just want to give you some instructions on how we're going to do that, how the deacons will serve this morning. They will be coming up to get the bread and delivering it to you. You'll find your bread is in a little plastic bag, one of those snack-sized bags. And hold the bread until we all have been served, and we'll share in the words of affirmation together. And then they'll do the same with the cup. And then after you drink the cup, you can put the cup in that plastic bag. And following a prayer of thanksgiving by Pastor Jim, Brother Jim, they'll come around and collect the bag and the cup from you. So as we prepare for communion this morning, we reflect today on our reasons for thanksgiving, for faith, for penitence, and for love. In a moment of silence, let us remember Christ, who called us to break bread with one another, and let us each thoughtfully examine the state of our faithfulness and our unity in the church. Let's pray silently. Oh God, by your grace, we are part of this family we know as your church. We've made a commitment to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Grant now that as we partake of this bread and this cup, that we might renew our vows both to one another and to Christ, to whom we serve. Amen. All who are in love and fellowship in the family of God, who do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, who humbly put your trust in Christ, and who desire his help that you might walk in newness of life, are invited to draw near to God and receive this holy communion to your comfort through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Luke tells us that Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The deacons will come and serve you the bread, and hold it until we're all been served. Let's pray. Oh God, we pray your blessing on this sacred symbol of Christ's broken body. May we receive and partake of this bread in faith, recalling the life and death of Jesus Christ. Increase our gratitude and our obedience. In his name we pray. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in these words first spoken by Christians many centuries ago. The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Take and eat. In Scripture we read that Jesus said, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We are invited, as we heard read, "For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The deacons will come and serve the cup. Let's pray. Holy and loving God, we pray your blessing upon this sacred symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. May our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for love poured out. As in faith we drink this cup, may your forgiveness and your divine spirit be poured afresh into our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In thanksgiving and joy for life so freely given, let us repeat together the words of faith. The cup which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ.
Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, how can we love you enough? enough? How can we thank you enough? We come to you now with thankful hearts. We come to you now realizing how much Jesus loves us. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little and the not so little children. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing Jesus to show that love in an act of total unconditional love. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We're going to stand and we're going to sing together the hymn, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. And Barb, I don't know if you talked about this or not, but we'll do that chorus after each verse, okay? And after that third verse, can we go back and repeat that chorus again a cappella? Okay. All right, great. Let's stand and sing together.
Oh,
We look forward to seeing you this evening at 7 o'clock as Brother Jim will continue to share with us on the theme of encouragement. God be with you until we meet again, whether it be tomorrow, tonight,
tonight,
tomorrow, or in eternity. God be with you until we meet again. Go in Christ's peace. Amen.